50% last year based on the injury, 60%. You just you figured things out. That's no factor. What would you say about that in retrospect?
That was fine before the injury. I think obviously when I got hurt, I was injured. But after, I was back on the center with the players. So I wasn't good enough to
feel like I'm capable to do what I can do.
Guys, Nick's just observing.
Yeah.
Feel free to ask questions to any of the other
Me too.
I feel like this.
Adam, what's the biggest thing that surprised you about D.C., whether it's the team or the organization in the city? I know you had some expectations coming in, but what has surprised you since being here?
What's surprising is not good. It's, you know, how we play. That surprises me.
Leading into that, you guys, a three-game win streak, you know, tied to the highest win streak this season. Is there anything you guys can say have gone different these last three games? Something you carry over?
I think we played defense and pitched well. I think that's what you have to do to win. And if we continue to do that, I think we can play good for the rest of the season. We made some errors last night, but, I mean, overall, the last week or two, we've played good defense and made the plays when we needed to.
Brian, being also a young player and seeing these young starters now really starting to turn around, being here as long as you have, how gratifying is that for you to see others behind you come up and start?
Great, I think. And, you know, having young starting pitchers that are doing so well at such a young age, I think starting pitching is the hardest thing to go out and get, and obviously the most expensive thing to go out and get. So for them to, you know, show what they've done and to know that you have them here for at least 4, 5, 6 years without having to go out and get anybody, I think is a big part of us getting better in the future.
Adam and Nick both, I mean, you guys are great hitters for and Nick in particular, I mean, your strike zone command plate discipline is just, I mean, you want to best in the league. A lot of times in the press and among fans, people talk about it like it's just patient, like it's just being patient, but it seems to me that it's also a skill of being able to recognize pitches and see what's coming, and it's as much a skill, if not more, than... Yeah, I just interested if you could talk a little bit about what allows you two in particular to be able to lay off bad pitches, swing only at the pitches you want, not chase.
Nick?
If other guys could learn what you do.
I don't know, it goes back and forth for me. Sometimes we talk about it, you get too patient, you know, and I don't mind it if my lower half's good, but... if my lower half of my swing is still talking. That's messing me up. Go ahead.
Oh gosh. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I really don't know how. I mean, it's sometimes it's really good and sometimes it's bad. I think what Nick was trying to say was, you know, we're too patient sometimes. I think we get pitches early in the count, and, you know, we don't take advantage of it, and then we have to hit their pitch, and therefore I strike out 200 times. So, but, you know, that's something I'm trying to work on is when I do get a good pitch early in the count, you know, walks are good, but there's a lot of times where you have a lot of bad walks, and what I mean by that is you get, you know, you'll get a pitch to hit early in the count with, you know, guys in scoring position or something, and you take it, but yeah, you get a walk. But, you know, that's to me, that's a bad walk. So, you know, it is good, but it's, again, basically take the good with the bad. I mean, I wouldn't sit here and say I like walking, but it just happens.
I like you walking. Keep walking.
Okay. I'll do it for you. Heck yeah, you will.
Yeah, bring it.
Mainly because I know I'm going to have way more good days than I am bad days. And
guys feed off of that type of stuff. I mean, even when you're not playing so well like I am right now, not getting a whole lot of hits, but a lot of the younger guys, Anderson and Alberto, those guys are here and they're looking. So you have to kind of stay positive and keep everybody upbeat. I mean, I don't want to go around pouting and it'll rub off on everyone else. So I just try to stay positive, play the game hard all the time, play the game right. And if you're doing all of that, the game will give back to you eventually.
Thank you.
And you said earlier that what surprised you? You said earlier that what has surprised you has been disappointment. Can you elaborate on it? Do you feel that disappointment has worked out in the short term future?
Yeah, I think it's first of all, I didn't expect that we would come out and be, you know, play as bad as we have. I mean, I know everyone says it, but it's, you know, we have a lot better team than what we've shown. And I think now you're starting to see that. I think now you're starting to see, you know, our young pitching coming together, you know, playing a lot better defense. And you know, I mean, we've played the last three, four, five, six games. I mean, we played pretty good. The last 2 weeks, really. We played really good baseball. So, I think that's definitely a bright spot. And you know, our second half is going to be really good. I mean, I really, really believe we're going to have a really good second half. You know, our young pitching is obviously coming along. And if we stay healthy, I think, you know, our second half, nobody wants to play us now. I mean, there's nobody that wants to play us right now. We, you know, we've got the worst record in baseball. So, you know, it'll turn around.
Does it bother you when you may read in other papers or whatever that people are, you know, make fun of the team or things that you're doing?
Yeah, it bothers you. I mean, you know, but then again, you got to look back at yourself. I mean, you did it to, you know, we did it to ourselves. I mean, no one else did it to us. We did it to ourselves. So, you know, it'd be like somebody, you know, making fun of your family, you'd be pretty mad about that too. So.
Can you give us a sense of what it was like there in New York after those two great wins? We saw, that everybody was happy as to where you all from this year. What was it like in the clubhouse after that?
Well, I mean, we have, you know, anytime we get a win, it's great. But, I think a lot of people are making a big deal out of just because of who we played. You still got to play baseball. I mean, it doesn't matter if you play the Yankees or whoever. I mean, a win's a win. So, I think it was just magnified because it was the Yankees and it was at their place.
Did that have an impact on the mental game? It seemed like everyone went in there and did so much better, and everyone worked as a team. Everything fell into place. Being at Yankee Stadium and being in front of 46,000 people, does that have a difference?
When you play in front of a crowd, I mean, it's obviously a lot easier to, you know, stay focused it's tough when you go out there and, you know, there's 5,000 people and, you know, 4,000 of them are not your fans. And, I mean, that's tough to play. But, you know, when you got 46,000 people screaming and hollering, I mean, it seems like you're pitch by pitch. I mean, it's just a lot easier to play the game.
Guys, we have time for about two more questions, and we've got to get them out the batting practice.
I just had a question for Adam. One of the readers on my site wanted to know if you change your hitting approach at all. They noticed you hitting a lot more singles and opposite field.
Yeah, I've been working on that a lot, trying to hit, you know, a lot more singles this year, and just trying to slap the ball to left and things like that. So, kind of use my speed game more. No, man.
Those are just misses.
No,
more like, okay.
I don't know. I think, you know, it's a lot of little mechanical things we kind of work on and are continuing to work on, and just kind of, you know, allowing me to, you know, do that. I mean, I'm not trying to.
You're a fire Rick Eckstein in the book right there. You
were talking before. Yeah. So, with all this rain, every time you guys are home, it rains a lot. So, what do you do when we are all sitting up here waiting for the rain? You're in the clubhouse, you play cards, you talk to each other.
Video games?
And Nick, what do you do
today?
Specifically?
What do I do, Nick? Play cards.
Play cards. You don't read blogs? Come on.
I'm not going to
Are you on Facebook?
I am not. Nick Johnson is.
Yeah, I know. He approved my request.
Huh? He approved it?
No, he didn't.
He didn't? Nick. Ryan is too, so he'll approve
you. He's my friend.
Ryan knows what a blog is. He's got his own, right?
Yeah.
I write it once a week. I write about you all the time.
I got one more question for you guys. Y'all are veteran players. You've been to most every stadium, I would imagine, in Major League. Are there particular stadiums you don't want to play in? Not for the fans, but just the difficult parts, playing for the dimensions, things like that. The way that the ballpark is made up, city field.
Mine's Cleveland. I feel some parts you feel awkward in, you feel crooked and this and that. Cleveland's mine. So luckily I don't go there.
I hate Oakland.
But
it's
a
foul
territory?
Feel charred. Admit. You can't
just scrunch. Just scrunch up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming. Turn the floor over to the fellow blogger, Manny Anton.
Do I get to